Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it.
Hallelujah.
I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. Yes, God. Yes, God. Never could have made it without you. Hallelujah. We truly thank and praise the living God. For we truly give you all honor, praise, and glory. For on today we truly acknowledge you for being the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and Master, our healer, our deliverer. God, you are everything, our all in all. And we thank you. Father, we come before you on today thanking you for allowing us to be obedient into the commitment and what we have in bringing the word of God. We come forth continuing to read out of the New King James Version of God's holy word. Reading, praise God, from Genesis to Revelation. It's Monday through Friday. Currently we're in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. To move forward, studying and reading the word of God, we acknowledge the spirit in all of what it is that we do. We definitely thank God for allowing us to have the talent and ability to bring forth the word of God, not taking anything away, not adding anything to the word of God, but we're reading out of the New King James Version. That's the New King James Version of God's holy word. Amen. We thank you for those that are listening in Indonesia, those that are out there in the United Kingdom, praise God. We thank God for those that are in Salinki. We thank God for the Canadian family, and we praise God for those that are out there in South Korea, Japan. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you for those that are out there. Praise God that are in Israel. Amen. Pray for those out there in Canada. Amen. We thank God for all of our American listeners. Amen. Those that are in Jamaica and around the world. God bless each and every one of you. We come forth under the anointing, continuing to read the word of God. We thank the Lord. We give God praise. We give God glory. We give God honor. Allowing us once again to bring forth his word. We want to thank God for those. I acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. Very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane ministry and friends. But you know, it's even more than that. Understanding that under the anointing that destroys the yoke, praise God. We're able to stand as well as walk in into our blessing. We thank God as we continue to press on and move forward in the name of Jesus. We read the 1 Samuel chapter 16, but even through this, we recognize how powerful God is. As he's been telling us from Genesis to this point now, that we are to serve the Lord with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul. You see, God wants all of us. We don't want to wave to the left. We don't want to wave to the right. But we want to stand firm and believe in and trust in God. So you might be going through something. So you may be out of an addiction. So you may be having issues in your marriage. So your children may be running wayward. But we know that God is. You have to trust in God. Believe that we have faith. For the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. We also understand, praise God, that through acknowledging that faith that we have, we wholeheartedly say and stand firmly believing that as the word of God says in the book of Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we thank God for being able to come before him in the name of Jesus with humble and peace in our heart and love, knowing that the only way in which we're able to is because God has already done far and exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine. So sometimes you just got to say thank God. We come forth on this evening for those that are listening live right now. God bless you out there in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. 312. God bless you out there. For those out there in North Carolina. Amen. God bless you. We see you out there in Canada once again. And we mention all those that are around in California. God bless you. That's it. Praise God. New York and Georgia. Amen. We have listeners around the world, and we truly thank God for the reading of the Word of God at this time. Continuing forth, trusting and believing that God is, can, and has already brought forth the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Once again, O Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you that glory and honor because we know, Father, we have to allow you to help you, to help us, to help others, that only you are in control. But we thank you. We pray as the Holy Spirit continue to move and manifest upon us, Lord, and bring in your word. We ask in the name of Jesus, allow the anointing that destroys the yoke, O Lord. We ask, trust in your name. We trust in your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that on today your Holy Spirit will continue to saturate over the radio waves and that you touch somebody even as they hear and listen in the archives. We pray that, Father, as they come forth with your word, it's your word, which is you. As you said in your word, God, you said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We thank you for your word. As we read your word, inspired and briefed by you, we receive it in our spirit that we will not sin against God. Lord, we thank you. We give you true praise, honor, and all glory, for we know, Father, that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, as always, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Thank you, Lord. We'll give you that praise. As we go forward, we ask that you be with us, walk with us, and talk to us. In Jesus' name, we'll be back.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. Somebody, I feel like I'm praising him. We're going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day long.
Come on, help me. I feel like
me. Hallelujah.
Praise Him. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For we feel like praising Him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Once again, we come to 1 Samuel chapter 16. Now please understand, up to this point, we recognize that Samuel also Saul as being anointed, that he poured oil over his head, giving him the charge to direct and lead those in Israel. Gave him the kingship over Israel. They had the heed to his voice as he heeds to the voice of the Lord. They had issues and situations that transpired, but even through it all, they have command to obey the Lord. This is where we are now. You'd be punished for disobeying God and not doing all of what He said for you to do. Now, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Let us read. Now, the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, and I have provided myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite get to sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me the one I name to you." And Samuel did what the Lord said, and went to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, "Do you come peacefully?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice." Then he consecrated Jesse on his sons and invited him to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eli and said, "Surely the Lord anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, and the Lord looks at the heart." Jesse behold, a Benedict, and made him pass before Samuel on his seat. Neither has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse made Shoma pass by, and he did. Neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus, Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, sing and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. No, so he sit and brought him in. Now, he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, from that day forward, so Samuel rose and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. From the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said to him, surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Let your masters now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp. And it shall be that he will play it with his hand when he distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. So Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man who can play well, and bring him to me. One of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful and plain, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and handsome in person. And the Lord is with him. Therefore, Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me your son David, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread and a skin of wine, a young goat, and sent them by his son David to Saul. So David came to Saul and stood before him. And he looked him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Then Saul said to Jesse, please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight. And so it was. Whenever the Spirit of God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would become refreshed and well, and that distressing spirit would depart from him. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle, and were gathered at Sekel, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between and Azekah in Ephesdemon. And so, and the men of Israel were gathered together in the encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew the battle array of the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath, from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was clothed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs, and bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like the weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bear with before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel, and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And you the servant of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. He is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants, but prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants." And serve us. And the Philistines said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." All Israel heard these words of the Philistines. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and who had 8 sons. And the man was old, advanced in years. In the days of Saul, the 3 oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul to the battle. The names of these 3 sons who went to battle were Eliab, the firstborn next to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shema. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem under Philistine Judea, and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Then Jesse said to his son David, take now for your brothers a ephah and this dry grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses, see how your brothers fare, and bring back news to me. Now, Saul and David and all the men of Israel were in the valley of men of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel signs had drawn up in battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, and to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then, as he talked with them, they were the champion, the Philistine of God, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines. And he spoke according to the same words. And all the men of Israel were, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, had you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches. He'll give his daughter and give his father's house exemptions from taxes in Israel.
Then
David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him and this manner, saying, so shall it be done for the men who killed him. Now yet, his oldest brother heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David and his soldier. Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart. For you have come down to battle since he.
And David said,
what have you done now? Is there no cause? Then he turned from him toward another and said, the same thing, and these people answered as the first ones did. Now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fall because of him. Your servants will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when I rose, it rose up against me, I fought it by its beard, and struck and killed it. Your servant, who has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put on a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, but he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he rose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine, to the Philistine king, and began drawing near to David. The man who bore shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, and he was only a youth, rude and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, I am a dog, that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you with the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into the hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you, and this day
I will give the carcass to the camp of the Philistine, to the birds of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God on Israel. That all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give into our hands. So it was, when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistines. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out the stone in his forehand, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and joined his sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that the champion was dead, they fled. Now, the men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And he wounded and wounded of the Philistines fell along the road, a Shamron, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents and beat it. The head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." So the king said, "Inquire whose son this young man is." Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said, "Whose son are you, young man?" So David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." 1 Samuel chapter 18. The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him go from him to his father's house anymore.
Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan took off the rod that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. Without wherever Saul sent him, and behaved wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now, it had happened as they were coming down home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the woman who came out of all the city of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourine, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the woman sang as they danced and said, Saul has his thousands. Then Saul was very angry, and the same displeased him, and he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only 1,000. Now, what more can he have but the kingdom? So I, David, from that day forward, as it happened, on the next day, that the displacing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hands, as at other times. But that was a spear in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped his prison. Now Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore, Saul moved him from his prison and made him his captain over the thousand, and went out and came in before the people. He behaved wisely and all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all of Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Then Saul said to David, he is my older daughter, Merib. I will give her to you as a wife. Only be valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles. For Saul thought, let my hand not be against him, but let the hand of the Philistine be against him. So he said to Saul, who am I? What is my life in my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? But it happened at the time when Merib, Saul's daughter, should have been given to thee, that she was given to Israel. Or
down because Saul's daughter loved Jesus. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. So Saul said, I will give her to him, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistine may be against him. Therefore, Saul said to David, a second time, you shall be my son-in-law today. And Saul commanded his servants, communicate with David secretly and say, look, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now, therefore, become the king's son-in-law. So Saul gave the words in the hearing of David. And David said, does it seem to you a like thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing I am a poor and lightly esteemed man? And the servants of Saul told him, saying, in this manner David spoke. Then Saul said, thus you shall say to David, the king does not desire any dowry but 100 foreskin in the Philistines to take vengeance from the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. So when his servants told David these words, it pleased well to thee because the king sent a law, now the days have not expired. Therefore, David arrived. And whooped he and his men and killed 200 men of the Philistines. And they gave them in 5 full counts to the king, that he might become the king's son-in-law. And so gave him Michal, his daughter, as a son. Then so saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him, and Saul was still more afraid of David. So Saul became David's enemy continually, and the princes of the Philistines went out to war, and so it was. Whenever they went out, that David behaved more wisely than all them servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Now Saul spoke to Jonathan his son and to all the servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan Saul's son delighted greatly in David. So Jonathan told David, saying, my father Saul seeks to kill you. Therefore, please be on your guard until morning, and stay in the secure place and hide. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are. And I will speak with my father about you. Then what I observe, I will tell you. Thus, Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father.
I said to him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you. And because his works have been very good toward you. For he took his wife in his hands and killed the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great deliverance for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood to kill David without a cause? So heeded the voice of Jonathan and Saul swore, as the Lord live, he shall not be killed. Yes. Jonathan called David, and Jonathan told him all the things. So Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And that was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines and struck them with a mighty blow, and they fled from him. Now, the distressing spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in the house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing music with his hand. Then Saul struck to pin David to the wall with the spear away from Saul's prison. And he drove the spear into the wall. So David fled, escaped that night. So Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to kill him in the morning. And because David's wife told him, saying, if you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed. So Michael led David down through the window and went around, played an excuse. And Michael took an image and laid it in the bed with a cover of goat hair for his head and covered it with clothes. So when Saul went and sent messengers to take David, he said, he is sick. And then Saul sent the messengers back to see David, saying, bring him up to me in the bed, that I may kill him. And when the messengers had come in, there was an image in the bed with a cover of goat's hair on his head. When Saul said to Michael, why have you deceived me like this? I've sent my enemy away so that he has escaped. And Michael answered Saul and said to him, let me go. Why should I kill you? So David fled and escaped, and went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him and Nisha. Now it was told Saul, saying, take note, David is at Noah in Ramah. Then Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the group of prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as leader over them, the spirit of God
came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when Saul was told, he sent another messenger, and they prophesied likewise. Then Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then he also went to Ramah and came to the great wall that is at Seku. So he asked, and where are? And someone said, indeed they are, and they are in Ramah. So he went there to Noah in Ramah. When the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on and prophesied until he came to Noah in Ramah. And he also stripped off his clothes and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Now, for they say, is Saul still among you, prophet? 1 Samuel, chapter 20. Then David fled to Naoth in Ramah and went and said to Jonathan, what have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin before your father? I seek my life. So Jonathan said to him, by no means, you shall not die. Indeed, my father will not do nothing either great or small without first telling me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. Then David took an oath again and said, you, your father, continually knows that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said, do not then know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death. So Jonathan said to David, whatever you yourself desire, I will do it for you. And David said to Jonathan, and see, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king to eat. But let me go, that I may hide in the field until the third day at evening. If your father misses me at all, then say, David earnestly asked permission for me that he might run over to Bethlehem, the city. For thou is a yearly sacrifice thou for all the family. If he says this, it is well. The servants will be safe. But if he is very angry, be sure that the evil is disdained by me, him. Therefore, you shall deal kindly with your servants. And you have brought your servant into covenant of the Lord with you. Nevertheless, if there is iniquity in me, kill me yourself. For you know, why should you bring me to your father? For Lord, far be it for you. For if I knew certainly the evil was detained by my father to come upon you, then would I not tell you?
than me. Sit, Jonathan. Who will tell me or what if your father answers you roughly? And Jonathan said to David, come, let us go out into the field. So both of them went out into the field. Then Jonathan said to David, the Lord God of Israel is with you. When I have found it out, my father, something tomorrow or the third day, and indeed there is good toward David, and I do not send to you and tell you. May the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report it to you and send you away, that you may go in safely. And the Lord be with you as he has been with my father. And you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I feel thee, that I may not die. But you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of its enemies of David from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made the covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies. Now, Jonathan again calls to David to bow because he loved him. For he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed because your seat will be empty. And when you have stayed 3 days, go down quickly and come to the place where I hid on the day of the deed, and remain by the stone Ezel. Then I will shout three arrows to the side as though I shot at a target. And there I will send a lad saying, go, find the arrow. If I expressly say to the lad, saying, go, find the arrow. If I expressly say to the lad, look, and arrows are on the side of you, get them and come. Then as the Lord lives, there safety for you and no harm. But if I say thus to the younger man, look, the arrows are beyond you in your way, for the Lord has sent you away. And as for the matter which you as I have spoken with, indeed the Lord be between you and me forever. In the field. And when the new moon had come, the king sat down to eat the feast. He sat on his seat at other times on the seat by the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side. But David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought something has happened to him. He is unclean. Surely he is unclean. And it happened the next day, the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said to Jonathan his son, why has the son of Jesse not come to eat, neither yesterday or today? So Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked permission of me to go to Bethlehem. Please let me go, for family has a sacrifice in the city, and my brother has commanded me to be there. Now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please let me go away to see my brother. Therefore, he has not come to the king's table. Then Saul's anger was aroused against Jonathan, and he said to him, you, son of the perverse, rebellious man, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame? And to the shame of your mother's making it. For as long as the son of Jesse lives in the earth, you shall not establish nor your kingdom. Now before sin, and bring him to me, for he shall surely die. And Jonathan answered, so has his father said to him, why should he beat him? What has he done? Then Saul cast a spear at him to kill him. By this Jonathan knew it was determined by his father to kill David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and ate no food. The second day of the month, but he was grieving for food, because his father had treated him shamefully. And so it was in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little lad was with him. Then he said to his lad, now run, find the arrows which I shoot. As the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. When the lad had come to the place where the arrow was, which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried out after the lad and said, is not the arrow beyond you? Make haste, hurry! Do not delay. So Jonathan leaped. He gathered up the arrows and came back to his master. But the lad did not know anything. Only Jonathan and David knew of the matter. Then Jonathan came and gave his weapons to his lad and said to him, go, carry them to the city. As soon as the lad had gone, David arose from the place toward the south, fell on his feet, and bowed down 3 times, and they kissed one another, and they wept together. But David more so. Then Jonathan said to David, go in peace, since we have both sworn in the name of the Lord, saying, may the Lord be between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16 to 1 Samuel chapter 20. Praise God. So we thank God for reading the word on today. David is coming up. Amen. I'm inspiring God to the commandment to the ruler, lordship, connection, commitment, commandment. And he said, follow him, worship him, lean and depend on him, and trust in God. God, we come before you on today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity we have to share your word. As we pray for those that are listening here, we ask that you bless them going and coming. We ask that you touch their homes and their finances and their health. We ask in the name of Jesus that you restore the captive. Restore the brokenhearted. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you true praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never.